back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
Welcome back to Charlie's Geekcast Presents The Adventures of Superman. Our first episode of the day, The Pillar of Fire at Gravesend Part 2, which first aired on August 7th, 1940, starring Bud Collier as Clark Kent / Superman. Enjoy!
Presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Now, Superman, valiant fighter for truth and justice, champion of the weak and the oppressed. Superman, stronger than a locomotive, faster than a speeding bullet, who walked about among ordinary men, disguised as mild Clark Kent, reporter for the Daily Planet. As you remember, Kent and Lois Lane had come to the mountain village of Gravesend in response to a letter from Lee Jenkins, one of the villagers, begging for aid against the mysterious terrors that beset the town. They were to meet Jenkins at the bridge 5 miles out of town, promptly at 11. But instead, the bridge exploded just as they crossed it. Driving onto Gravesend, they found the town surrounded by a high wall. Kent gave Lois a police whistle with which to call him in case she should be in any danger. Then he broke through the wall and was captured at the point of a gun by Bill Harris, the man who had first warned them to stay away. As our story continues, Harris is taking Kent to a mysterious person known as the Leader. When suddenly the police whistle blows in the distance. Listen.
Say, what's that?
The whistle. Miss Lane. She must be in some sort of trouble.
Hey, where are you going?
Sorry, Harris. No time to explain.
Come back or I shoot.
This is where Superman takes charge.
All right, you asked for it.
He's firing blindly into the dark. Hit me that time, but it bounced off. Well, I guess I'll have to take care of you, Harris, before anything else.
Hey, who are you? Don't let go of me.
Not until I take that gun away from you. You might really hurt someone with it.
Hey, don't.
There. That blow on the jaw will put you to sleep for a while. Now, back to the car to find out what's happening to Lois. Up! Up! And away! Faster! Faster! No time to lose. She wouldn't blow the whistle unless it was something serious. There's the gate. And the car in front of it. No one there. Oh, yes, there she is. Sitting on the running board, crying. Down! Down! Down!
Where are you? Mr. Kent, where are you, Mr. Kent?
Here I am, Miss Lane. I heard you blow the whistle. What happened?
Oh, he came out from behind the tree. He grabbed him.
What?
He shook me. I didn't know what to do.
Now, wait a minute. Who came out from behind the tree? Now, Miss Lane. Just try to relax and tell me what happened here.
It was that old man with the bells. The one we saw on the road. Oh, it was awful.
Oh, take it easy. Well, what did he want?
I don't know. He struggled and I managed to blow the whistle. He disappeared as suddenly as he came.
Well, didn't he say anything?
Yes, he called himself Old Man Smith.
Old Man Smith?
Yeah. Said he was going to teach me not to meddle in other people's business.
Well, that sounds like Harris had something to do with it. Just another warning.
You think that's all it is?
Oh, I'm sure of it. Harris is the man who telephoned the Daily Planet this morning, warning us to stay away. He and this old man Smith want to keep us out of Gravesend.
Well, why?
Well, Miss Lane, they have something here they want to hide.
Well, what should we do?
Well, there's only one thing to do, Miss Lane. Stay here overnight and investigate in the morning. Are you willing?
Yes, I guess so. You can find a safe place.
Yes, our first step is to find some shelter for the night. Some place where you'll be safe. I have it. There must be a village elder here. Let's find his house.
Village elder?
Yes. The elder usually acts as mayor in small villages like this one. He could tell us where to put up for the night.
But Mr. Kent, how will we find him?
Yeah, that's so. I know. Harris will take us to him.
Harris?
Sure.
Where is he?
Oh, he's just inside the gate. I had a little run-in with him. He stumbled over a rock and knocked himself out. Come on. He'll still be where I left him.
Oh. What's that?
Oh. Harris. Must be coming, too. Hurry. All right, Harris. Get up. You aren't hurt.
Oh, no. Please, please, don't hit me no more.
He thinks I knocked him out. On your feet, Harris. Quick now.
Oh, all right. All right. I'll say, you almost broke my jaw.
Well, you just do as I say and we'll have no more trouble.
Well, what do you want?
Take us to your village elder's house.
Village elder?
Yes. You heard me.
Oh, sure, sure. Here's the elder's. Well, it's the first house across the road.
All right. You lead the way, Harris. Come on, Miss Lane.
There it is. You see it?
Oh, the one with the light burning in the window?
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
It's a good thing he isn't asleep yet.
Well, the elder hardly ever sleeps, miss. Well, here we are. Now, upstairs.
Who is it?
It's me, elder, Bill Harris.
Oh, just a moment, Harris. Something wrong, Harris?
There were some folks here to see you.
Oh, I see. Who are these people?
City reporters, Helder.
From the Daily Planet.
This man here busted into the village and he beat me up.
Beat you up? Why?
I can explain the whole thing, Elder. It was all an accident. If Harris hadn't pulled his gun on me,
Is that true, Harris? Did you threaten this man with a gun?
Well, you see, Elder, he got kind of rough.
And you tried to shoot him. Harris, I've told you time and again to keep your gun in its holster.
But if this happens
again, I'll take away your badge. Now go on home. You've caused enough trouble for one night.
Well, all right.
Another thing, Harris. You'd better stop and see the old man first.
The old man? Oh, the old man, eh? Okay. Good night. Good night.
Well, we're sorry to have caused this trouble, Elder.
On the contrary, I should apologize for my constable's bad behavior, Mr.
Clark Kent is my name, Elder. And this is Miss Lois Lane.
How do you do?
Miss Lane? Yes, indeed. Harris is becoming quite a problem. Too hot-headed. But what are we standing out here for? Come inside. I'll try to make up for the bad treatment you've been getting. Come in, please.
Thank you.
Sit down, both of you. Now, what can I do for you?
Well, first of all, we'd like to find a place to spend the night.
Spend the night?
Yes.
Why, bless you. You can stay right here with me.
Oh, but we don't want to inconvenience you, Elder.
No trouble at all. I'm alone in this big old house, and... Miss Lane, you look ill.
Lois. Miss Lane, what's the matter?
Oh, you're busy. Just eating that long drive and that old man...
Old man?
Yes, Miss Lane had an unpleasant experience a few minutes ago. She was badly frightened by one of your villagers.
Oh, that's too bad. I'm sorry. Miss Lane, you should go to bed immediately.
Yes, I think I'd better.
Here, let me help.
Yes, come along. I'll show you to your room, straight down the hall.
Elder, do you know of someone called Old Man Smith?
Smith?
Yes.
Of course. Wears a white robe and carries a string of bells.
Uh-huh, that's him.
He's a little unbalanced, Mr. Kent, but perfectly harmless.
Oh, I see. He's the man that gave Miss Lane her scare.
Yes, he warned us not to come to Gravesend.
Poor old Smith, he's a sad case. Suffers from delusions. That's the reason for his odd costume.
Mm-hmm. Say, Elder, please forgive my curiosity, but why do you have that wall around your village?
My boy, that wall has been here for 100 years. Built by the first settlers to protect them from the Indians.
I see.
I think Miss Lane ought to get to bed. Yes. Here we are, Miss Lane. This is your room.
Oh, thank you ever so much, Elder.
Oh, don't mention it. Good night.
Good night, Miss Lane.
Good night.
Now, Mr. Kent, those questions you wanted to ask?
Oh, yes, about the pillar of fire. Where is it?
Nowhere, my boy. Nowhere at all. To my knowledge, it does not exist.
But Mr. Jenkins of your village said it did. In a letter my editor received, he said the people were in deathly fear of it.
Mr. Kent, that is ridiculous.
Well, he wrote something about a leader. Said the pillar of fire was a sign that all the residents of Gravesend should leave.
A leader?
Yes.
And who might he be?
Well, don't you know?
Why, I never heard of any such person here. Mr. Kent, I think I can explain. You see this house? It's over 300 years old.
Yes.
And almost all the houses in Gravesend are as old as this. As a consequence, the people who live in them get strange ideas born of ignorance and old age. Your Mr. Jenkins included. There is no leader, no pillar of fire. And the people are at liberty to stay here as long as they like.
I see. But we were supposed to meet Jenkins at the bridge. Instead, the bridge was blown up, destroyed.
The bridge blown up? Why? Why, that's incredible. But Jenkins has been acting peculiarly lately. Perhaps he...
Elder, one thing more. What about the disappearances among your people? The terror?
Why, I really can't say. This is all beyond me.
Mr. Kent!
Say, that's Miss Lane.
Bless my soul. That noise is coming from her room.
Something's wrong. Come on, hurry. Lois, Miss Lane, what's the matter?
Doesn't she answer, Mr. Kent?
No, and the door is locked. We'll have to break it down.
Impossible, it's too heavy. I'll run and get help.
Yes. Good thing the elder's gone. Now Clark Kent can give way to Superman. I don't need help to get through this door. There. That did it. I'm through. Lois! Miss Lane, where are you? Miss Lane! Miss Lane! Why, she isn't here. Not a sign of her. The windows are barred, and the door was locked. And yet she's gone.
Another mysterious disappearance. Lois Lane gone from a room with no exit. How will Superman find her? Where will he look? Is the old elder right? Are the dangers of Gravesend only the delusions of crazed minds? If not, where is Lois gone? What are Harris and Smith hiding? Who is the leader? Above all, what is the secret of the walled village? Tune in next time and hear the thrilling climax of this strange story.
Up in the sky! Look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.
Our second episode of the day, The Pillar of Fire at Gravesend, Part 3, which first aired on August 9th, 1940.
Presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Now Superman, champion of the weak and the oppressed, valiant fighter for truth and justice, faster than an airplane, stronger than a locomotive, impervious to bullets, Superman, who mingles with ordinary men disguised as mild Clark Kent, news reporter for the Daily Planet. When you last saw him, Clark Kent and Lois Lane had come to the walled mountain village of Gravesend in answer to a letter from Lee Jenkins begging for aid against the terrible pillar of fire that was driving the people from their homes. After dire warnings to stay away from Gravesend, Lois was seized by old man Smith. Kent rescued her and forced Harris, the suspicious acting constable, to take them to the village elder's house. After Lois went to bed, the elder told Kent that Jenkins was unbalanced, that the so-called pillar of fire did not exist, that the people were not being driven from Gravesend. And then suddenly they heard a scream from Lois' room. They rushed to her door, found it locked. While the elder ran off to get help, Kent, as Superman, broke down the door and found the room empty. Lois was gone. And that story continues today. Superman still searches the room for Lois. Listen.
Miss Lane, where are you? Lois. Gone. The windows are barred and the door was locked, and yet she's gone. Hold on now. The elder said this house was over 300 years old. There must be a secret passage somewhere. That's the only way she could have been taken out of here. Well, we'll look for a hidden door or panel. Tap the walls until we find one that rings hollow. This one's solid. No good. Try the other side. No, nothing in this wall. Not the third one. No good again. Fourth wall is only a partition. Too narrow for a passageway. Must be one, and I've got to find it. Wait. That closet in the corner. Yes, this is it. Hollow. No time to waste looking for the panel release. I'll have to break right through. Back to give me a good start. Then forward. Ah. I'm through. I was right. The passage only goes in one direction. The people that took Miss Lane must have come through here. No time to lose. If I ever had to race against time, I've got to now. The passage seems to be going down into the earth. No one in sight yet. Faster! Faster before they get away! Faster!
Through the underground passages of Gravesend Block, it's a weird figure. Red cloak streaming in the wind. Superman races to the rescue of Lois Lane. Suddenly, he comes to the end of the tunnel and out into the open. He stops short, momentarily startled by the sight that greets his eyes. A solid sheet of orange flame leaping hundreds of feet into the air.
Great Scott, look at that flame. Must be the pillar of fire Jenkins spoke of. So, the Elder was wrong. The pillar of fire does exist. Wait, what's that up on the cliff? A figure. No, two figures. Why, it's old man Smith. And he's carrying Lois on his shoulders. I've got to get to them, and quickly. Up, up, and away! Smith can't see me through all this smoke, but I can see him. Lois seems limp. Must have fainted. Smith's crawling dangerously along close to the cliff edge. He might slip. You, Smith! Put down that girl!
Dang it! Oh, I can't see a thing! Who's there? Where are you? Where'd you come from?
Never mind that now. Put down that girl, Smith.
Whoever you are, stand back. Keep your distance. I got a gun.
No use. You can't see me and you know it. I'm coming after you.
Darn this smoke. Stand back, I'll shoot.
Bullets bounce off me, Smith. Stop shooting and do as I say.
Hey, you must be the devil himself. I'll get away from here.
Look out. Careful of that girl, you fool. You'll go over the edge. Smith.
Stay away. Stay away.
Watch what you're doing. Look out, will you? Stop. Smith, I said stop.
I'm slipping. I'm falling. Help.
Great Scott. Gone. Both of them slipped over the edge. I'll have to work fast. Down. Down fast before they fall clear of the cliff. Down. Where are they? Oh, this smoke. There, I see them. Now then. Ah! Caught from the nick of time. Now, back to the top of the cliff. Away from the flame. Up! Up! Up!
Miss Lane. Miss Lane, are you all right?
Oh, Mr. Kent. Mr. Kent, what happened? How did you get here?
Well, I heard you yell for help back at the house. Found that secret passage in your room and followed you.
Where's that old man, Smith?
Right beside you, Miss Lane. Unconscious. You both fell off the cliff, slipped to that shelf below. Lucky I was able to find you and pull you up here.
That huge flame over there. What is it?
That's the pillar of fire. Now, Miss Lane, this is important. You remember the Elder said the pillar of fire didn't exist?
Oh, but it does.
That's the point. That means he was probably also mistaken about Jenkins. And Jenkins may have been right when he said that the fire was being used to terrorize the people. Maybe old man Smith is in on the plot. We've got to make him talk.
But he's unconscious.
Well, he may have recovered. Let's have a look at him. Hey, his eyes are open. Smith, can you hear me?
I hear you.
All right, then. For your own good, talk and talk fast. What are you and Harris up to?
I ain't seeing him. You can't make me.
Smith, I saved you from the fire once.
You better not try nothing on me.
I may decide to throw you back.
No. You wouldn't do that.
Oh, wouldn't I? You might be wrong.
Hey, God almighty, put me down.
Are you ready to talk?
Yes.
Oh, good. Now, where were you taking Miss Lane and why?
To the cabin under the pillar of fire. The leader wanted to get her out of the way.
The leader, eh? Who is he?
No, don't ask me to do that.
Oh, I guess you didn't believe me a moment ago, eh?
No, wait, I'll tell.
Well?
The leader is the village elder.
What? The village elder.
And he was only playing a game with us all the time he was acting so friendly.
Yeah, when the bridge bombing went wrong and you got into town, he figured he'd have to work fast to fool you.
Well, he certainly succeeded. Where's Jenkins?
Dead. But I didn't do it. I did it after Jenkins found out about the pillar of fire.
What about the pillar of fire? Why is it being used to frighten the people?
Because he found a silver mine under it.
A silver mine?
Yeah. The right that belongs to the town. We think to drive away the folks and buy up the land for ourselves.
Where does the fire come from?
It's natural gas. The elder got some machinery from the city to control it. He can do anything he wants with it. make it burn as high as mountains.
Mr. Kent, it doesn't sound possible.
I hardly believe it myself. Smith, are you sure you're telling us the truth?
Go help me. I know when I'm licked.
All right, then. Lead the way.
Where to?
The cavern of the Pillar of Fire. I want to check up on that silver mine story of yours.
No, no, no. You can't go down there.
Why not?
The Alden Harris are down there. Going to set flames going full blast. Burn up the village.
What? Now? This minute?
Yeah. That's why the Alden made me take the girl to get her and you out of the way.
Oh, good heavens. Mr. Kent, all those people in the village.
Miss Lane, here. Here's Smith's gun. Keep it pointed at him. Don't let him get away.
Well, of course. Mr. Kent, where are you going?
To the cavern. Maybe it isn't too late to stop them. You wait here. There, now. I'm out of sight.
This is another job for Superman. I'm going down there. Must stop that maniac in his fiendish plot. Down. Down through the flames. Down.
Harris, Harris. How much of the oil have you left through the pipe?
All of it, 500 gallons, Elder.
Do the pipes feed well?
Yes, Smith and me went over them last night. Oil comes out on the hill and flows down to the town.
Good. If that compressor pumps up enough air, the flames will reach the oil. That'll be the end of raising.
Elder, the pressure gauge!
5,000 pounds. We let it build higher. The greater the pressure, the higher the flame.
But the tanks can't take more than 7,000 pounds. They'll explode.
Don't worry. I'll throw the switch in time.
Hey, what's that? Elder!
What?
Look out!
Who are you? What do you want?
I'll save the explanation for later. Take your hand off that switch.
Stop him, Harris!
I said
no! Harris, the switch!
I can't get past him!
7,000 pounds pressure! Good heavens!
Run, run, the tanks! They're going to explode!
Oh.
Get out of here!
Great Scott. That compressor tank did explode. Caught the Elder and Harris in their own trap. That's the end of them. The walls of the cavern are falling in. Block up the passages. I'll have to force some of those huge boulders out of the way. I'll try to break through over here, at the point where the pillar of fire used to be. By heavens, these rocks weigh tons and tons. There now. They seem to be giving a little. Yes, I can make it. If I get that last big boulder out of the way. Now then, got to give it all my strength. It's going. Going. One last shove. There. Ah, made it. Now, back to Miss Lane. Up and away.
Mr. Kent, where are you?
Here I am, Miss Lane. Got back as soon as I could.
Oh, that terrific explosion up there. I was afraid. What happened?
That explosion was the end of the pillar of fire and the silver mine. Blown up, buried deep in the earth. I saw it with my own eyes.
Oh, good heavens.
Say, where's old man Smith?
He knew the gun wasn't loaded.
What?
He fired all the cartridges. He only had three, and when you left, he started to scramble down the rocks, and he caught the explosion. Oh, it was terrible.
Well, anyway, they got their just desserts. Their loss is the town's gain. Now the people of Gravesend will be able to live in peace.
Yeah. And the Daily Planet will have a swell story. Say, we better find a telephone and call Mr. White.
Yeah, that's right. And if we do some fast driving, we can reach the city in time for the morning edition. Come on, Miss Lane.
The pillar of fire destroyed. The village elder and his men caught in their own death-dealing trap. Clark Kent and Lois Lane win a great scoop for the Daily Planet. Once again, Superman scores in his ceaseless struggle in behalf of the weak and the oppressed. And for another thrilling story, don't forget to tune in next time and listen to the beginning of a new, exciting Superman adventure.
Up in the sky! Look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.